With SRN News, I'm John Scott. UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swaim, speaking during his YouTube office hours, says he's expecting a multi-day snow event that began today and should end Monday.
Saturday morning, still widespread heavy snow. Saturday evening, continued widespread moderate to heavy snow. And then yet another wave. As we go Saturday evening, the snow re-intensifies and peaks once again Saturday night into early Sunday morning, tapering off a little bit later on Sunday, but still continuing.
The most powerful Pacific storm of the season is forecast to bring up to 10 feet of snow into the Sierra Nevada by the weekend. Officials say the largest wildfire in Texas history is about the same size as it was the day before. It's 5% contained. The fire has killed two people and left behind a landscape of scorched prairie, dead cattle, and burned out homes in the Texas panhandle. Crews are racing to stamp out this blaze because the coming days are forecast to bring increased temperatures and winds. Also at SRNNews.com, Texas Senator John Cornyn making a bid to replace Mitch McConnell as Senate Republican leader. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
In a statement announcing his bid, Cornyn says, quote, "I am asking my Republican colleagues to give me the opportunity to succeed Leader McConnell." The Texas senator notes that during his time in the Senate, he has a track record of listening to colleagues and seeking consensus, all while leading the fight to stop what he calls bad policies that are harmful to our nation and the conservative cause. Cornyn has also been among the loudest critics of President Biden's open border policies. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Stocks moving higher. The Dow is up 63 points. The Nasdaq adding 133. This is SRN News. At this challenging moment in our history, Christians in America need to be prepared to boldly stand up and proclaim their faith. That's the view of Jack Hibbs, senior pastor at Chino Hills Calvary Chapel in Southern California. Pastor Hibbs recently addressed attendees at the annual National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, where he spoke with Lori Tratup of SRN News.
God's truth, God's people, we are the ones right now, and this is what gets me the most excited, Lori. We're the ones that get to stand up against evil at a time like this. I prayed at Congress 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, and I guess I wound up blowing up the place. I didn't mean to, but I mentioned the name of Jesus Christ, and now I've been condemned by 26 congressmen and women for praying in Jesus' name. Hey, that doesn't bother me a bit, because you know what? There's no such thing as prayer without the name of Jesus Christ.
Pastor Hibbs just released a new book entitled Living in the Days of Deception: How to Discern Truth from Culture's Lies. This is SRN News. Police in Germany have raided almost 100 premises across the country in an operation against the biggest German-language criminal online platform.
The German-language website Crime Market looked like any other online trading platform, with prices and information of goods for sale or services on offer. But the products offered, such as drugs, are illegal and the services criminal. The website also provided detailed information about how to commit severe crimes. Police have now shut down the portal and are targeting both the platform's operators and anyone who's been using the website to buy or sell illegal products or services.
BBC correspondent Damian McGinnis. Campaigning starts for the biggest election in Mexico's history. Voters will choose the country's president along with 628 seats in Congress and thousands of local posts, more than 20,000 positions overall. More details at SRNNews.com.